From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an agreement on a cessation of bombing in Yemen. Saudi Arabia and the United States have reached an agreement on a cessation of bombing in Yemen. Let us talk now with VOA's Pam Dawkins in Riyadh. Pam, what's the latest situation?
The U.S. and Saudi officials have agreed to pursue a humanitarian pause in Yemen, where fighting by Houthi rebels has forced thousands of people to flee from the country. In a Thursday news conference, Secretary of State Kerry and his Saudi counterpart said efforts were underway to forge a five-day pause in Yemen to send in humanitarian aid. They said the ceasefire would be renewable depending on the conditions on the ground.
Pam Dawkins from VOA in Riyadh. That announcement was made after Kerry met King Salman and other top Saudi officials in Riyadh. Secretary Kerry praised the king for seeking a peaceful resolution to Yemen's war and for inviting all relevant parties to an upcoming peace conference in Saudi Arabia. Fresh political violence in Burundi has left one person dead, at least three others wounded, as demonstrations continue against President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term. Witnesses and Red Cross officials say the latest unrest occurred Thursday after police intervened to stop clashes between the president's supporters and opponents in the capital of Bujumbura. Burundi's Constitutional Court this week ruled the president is allowed to run for a third term, enraging his opponents who say this violates the Constitution. Find out more about this story on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British voters have been heading to the polls Thursday for a parliamentary election that open polls show is too close to predict. That's opinion polls, rather. The results of a national survey Wednesday showed Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party with support from 33% of British voters. Ed Miliband's main opposition Labour Party was just 1 point behind. The polling suggests that the election results could force either of Britain's two main political parties to form a new coalition government, with any of several parties collecting a smaller share of seats in the 650-member House of Commons. Mr. Cameron, Britain's leader since 2010, and Miliband have both cast the election as a referendum on the country's economy, the world's fifth largest.
This is the biggest and most important election in a generation in our country. And when you're standing there in that polling booth with that stubby pencil in your hand, I want you to know this: how you vote could make the real difference in this election campaign.
Miliband has attempted to characterize Mr. Cameron's Tories as the party of the wealthy. More than 45 million people are eligible to vote at 50,000 polling stations set up throughout Britain. Officials in the southwestern Chinese city of Chengdu have visited the offices of Uber, all part of what appears to be a widening investigation into the mobile taxi hailing service. A spokeswoman with Chengdu's Transportation Commission says officials conducted interviews and gathered information during the Wednesday visit. She provided no other details. Last week, police raided Uber offices in the southern city of Guangzhou. State media reported that officials there were investigating whether the company was properly licensed. Uber operates in nine Chinese cities, including Beijing and Shanghai. However, it has far fewer users than its domestic rivals. Nearly three dozen homes were destroyed Wednesday after a series of tornadoes struck the Midwestern U.S. states of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. The damage mainly occurred in Oklahoma, especially on the outskirts of the capital of Oklahoma City. Officials say at least 35 homes were destroyed by a tornado that hit southwest of Oklahoma City Wednesday afternoon and reportedly caused damage at a tiger zoo. A second tornado that struck late Wednesday night turned over several vehicles on a major roadway and downed nearby power lines. So far, no reports of injury or fatality. A Japanese zoo has apologized for naming a baby monkey Charlotte after the newborn British princess following complaints at home. The Takasakiyama Natural Zoological Garden is said to be considering renaming the animal. It was flooded with angry calls and emails Wednesday, hours after announcing the name for the first monkey born this year. I'm Ira Melman reporting.